This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Harmony with harmony. Hominy, maybe like the Grits.
But oh, God, I hated Hominy growing
Hominy
up.
Grits?
That's gross. It Hominy?
White and yellow.
It was like having sand down in your grits.
It's nasty.
Could I ever tell you the time of, when we went to Myrtle Beach and my dad made grits with lemonade?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That was, I kept eating them anyway, but still, it was very weird. I thought they were cheese grits.
He thought it was...
We'd take jug water, not Jeremy Clements, but we'd take water with us to the beach because their water sucked. And my dad got up and made breakfast, and he made grits, and he poured in what he thought was water, and it was lemonade. I thought it added a little flavor to it. It was kind of fun.
Kind of bitter.
No, I don't like it.
I'm surprised he didn't scrap it, and everybody just goes up to the Flapjack House. Which is a strip club. Then you go to the Pancake House.
That would be a good idea to sabotage Dad so you go get pancakes.
The Flapjack House. That's for mature strippers only.
Yeah.
Well, home of the heavy hangers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come today to meet Flaps. 2-for-1 lunch special.
Oh, I thought you meant Flaps the Clown. He was going to be there. Flaps. It's a meet and greet with Flaps.
M-E-A-T.
So 864-241-4318.
We've asked for this before. We finally got it. Some college football smack talk.
Been wondering where. I think just here locally, teams have been playing a lot better, real good. There's not as much crap talking.
Well, that might be that, you know, that's interesting you say that because that makes me think you're the one who called.
Well, if they have a very attractive male voice, it could have been me. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, I just want to let all the Clemson fans know that Carolina's looking pretty good this year. So y'all better get your shit together and ashes and gear because we're f***ing on the way.
Ooh.
That was Juju McDowell himself just then.
Might have been. You know, I forgot that I forget his name. The coach you had that lost to the Citadel, he coaches on the team now.
The coach that I have?
No, the coach the Gamecocks have when you lost to the Citadel. And I forgot his name. Oh, and Sean Ellis, right? That's not it. Because, no. What's the coach's name? Sean Ellis is, you know.
Beamer?
No. He coached the Gamecocks when the Gamecocks lost to the Citadel. Somebody texts. I can't believe I don't know it. He's on the staff again. He left to go to Georgia State, head coach.
Oh, came back.
Sean Ellis, obviously, defensive lineman from Anderson, went to Tennessee.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to drive myself crazy.
It'll be here before you know it. Clemson, yes, Carolina.
It will be.
End of the month.
The end of this month. Yeah. Where?
At Clemson.
Yeah, I know.
You want to try to get tickets?
I would like to, but I have certain things that I need.
A lot of hot ass walking around.
How much are the tickets?
At the worst.
How much is that going to set you back?
Ooh.
Surely some folks would like to have us come out and hang out at their tailgate and hang out with them and then go into the game with them. They give us the tickets.
And I hear some students have that bad luck with their little ticket lottery. They're like, man, we don't get good seats. Or
that's the other thing.
We get a game nobody wants to go to.
I don't want bad seats. I don't want that at any stadium.
It's a good time to go.
Especially at Williams-Brice, man. You ever been to a game there, Fat Boy?
Not a game there.
God bless her. It was sweet of her. But my aunt, her family had season tickets, but they were upper decks. And
I'm thinking there, you know, you'd want to sit there. Like first couple rows of the upper deck.
If it gets rowdy, man, it starts swaying. Like you feel it swaying.
The whole stadium?
The upper deck part.
They're about to do a lot of upgrades too. So.
It's always been that way since the 90s. I think it's built in that way. Almost like buildings in California are built to take earthquakes.
Yeah.
I think they are.
Code.
It's crazy.
That guy can go to hell.
No, he can't. He ain't going to Clemson. He's going to
the other school.
When I say upgrades, they're going to have a whole new team. Get rid of the cock caboose.
For real. If anybody out there wants us to come to the game with them, supply the tickets and we will.
I like the rivalry between the two of you with that, especially. That would
farce.
Be a good thing. If you went to see the same game, which side would you sit on?
Well, you know what? There, it don't really matter.
I've never got home side tickets. But you're right. I mean, everybody's.
I mean, it's like Falcons fans this weekend. They're going to be outrooted by the opposite team. Like, there's going to be more Cowboys jerseys there than Falcons.
You know, now that you mention that, I wonder how Clemson does that.
What?
How they figure out a way to get the visiting fans in like a little small sliver, a section off in the corner.
Usually by the band.
Yeah, like or in a corner of the end zone. But like other places, they're all spread out a little more.
Yeah.
I wonder if like schools watch the secondary markets. But how would you know though? Do they look for out of state? Like, you know, if you're like Louisville, if you're buying from Kentucky, do they like, oh, okay, that might be a Louisville
fan. Hey, but how would they know what side you're pulling for? I mean, they wouldn't know that. Now, they did say that the 49ers were not letting people in wearing MAGA hats the other night. I saw the video where you're stopping
people.
Because
of the whole Boza thing?
Yep.
They say they can make a little. I mean, look, you already got the bag. You got a lot of money.
Maybe they just didn't want to get political.
Well, football. I mean, my God. It's a football game. It's going to get political.
Here's the guy who's tired of getting surveilled when he shops. Looked at, watched, videoed, whatever you want to call it.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Any damn business that thinks it's okay to sit there and stare at me every time I go in there to try to purchase either a service or a program. So I am so f***ing tired of going into a store trying to buy something and get stared at for buying it. Like, why do I need 13 toilet plungers? It doesn't matter. Let me do what I want.
Dang it, he's passionate.
He's buying 13 plungers.
For real?
I guess. You know, if you buy an odd quantity of whatever, they're going to, you know, look at you. It's like Paige made the joke earlier, but if you buy certain things, you know, like a rope and a shovel and like
duct tape.
Yeah.
They're going to, that's sus.
What Halloween costume are you going to wear? That's look sus. You simp?
Quit simping, you sus.
Yes.
We started that, you realize. Not we, but our generation.
You may
around that.
Be a serial killer.
Like, we're just going to short you. You a puss now. That's what you are. Now it's just, you a puss.
I like to go and buy things and really confuse people. Like, get tampons, whipped cream.
Jesus, wow. That's an odd mix. I'll give you that. Tampons and whipped cream.
Just to see what people
say. She's reading
say.
From the Tim Walz playbook this morning.
No, I don't do that. I'm just joking.
You want to do one more right here?
Yeah.
Well, this guy is about, look, I don't believe this guy for a second. I don't think you will either, but he's calling out his buddy's girl.
Uh-oh.
And she's a little too opportunistic when the buddy's not around.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a flirted girl?
See, you always, why do we always assume it's the man that's the aggressor?
True.
Are you judging history on that? Okay, but still.
This could be like a disclosure type situation.
864.
This is
ooh,
so
provocative. 864-241-4318.
We got a card game every f***ing weekend, and my buddy's girl is there all the time. She's always making eye contact when he don't see it. She's always spending little sly s***, and that's my best friend. You think I'm a f***ing old lady? First of all, you need to go to hell alone somewhere. I'm about to tell him. It's about to be War of the Roses, bitch.
So according to him, she's making eyes at him.
Yeah. Ah. Making little innuendos.
Has that ever happened to you? Any of you? Either
with that guy's wife?
No, with a guy's wife or girlfriend?
Like, no.
She tried to make her moves on you?
No, but...
I did have one time where I thought that was happening. I thought she was doing the thing where their hand on one side and her tongue coming out of the side of her...
That was just me.
I think it was Paige. She had peanut butter stuck in her teeth.
We were trying
to get it out, but I thought she was trying to tell me she wanted to go down and before me.
Like this.
Do you remember the?
Like, you see what she's doing? I want to watch her actually do one time, because with her hands, like she's doing like this,
like a real,
like she's playing a two-handed trombone.
I'm flossing my tooth right. Look.
What?
Oh yeah. Okay.
It looked like you're doing that though.
It looks like you got them.
Looks like you're taking the high hard one.
We out of here. Man. You got them from all different directions.
I know. This is
dental flossing.
God.
Stop it. Thank God we're not on camera right now. Many people wish we were, but we're not this particular.
That's how wild she gets on Friday morning.
You serious? I'm just flossing.
Let's check in with you in about 12 hours.
Oh, crap.
See what you got going on.
You know what?
I'd be too busy to take your call.
That's heavy with you.
All right. More FOF line when we come back. 864-241-4318.
Are you okay?
This guy is,
he's teasing us on the next break.
Yeah, he's calling somebody out for sexual harassment.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, come on. I don't know if, I'll tell you what I wrote. Exactly. Is this a good deed? Or is this simping at its finest?
Oh, Lord.
I wrote it on there.
I
really
think
got
you
it.
You made the word up now.
I got stock in the word.
Him. You pumping and dumping it. Part of that, anyway.
What are we talking about?
I don't know which part.
You're talking about her later.
You probably done both of those today. All right, good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what Machine Gun Kelly looks like he would sound like.
Yeah,
but he does it.
Well, he's in Black Arm now, so he's controversial.
Well, when I see those in public, I just assume you're covering up a bad tattoo. I never look at it as though you did that on purpose. But a lot of people do. Like,
yeah, he had a lot.
I don't know if he wants me to say, but one of my close friends is going for that.
Like the whole arm?
Yeah.
Is he Samoan? And he's getting Oh, okay.
Look at me.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if... it looks weird. I mean, Kat Von D was the first one I saw to do it.
It looks interesting. I don't have the... I just couldn't pull it off. I would look like I worked at Waffle House. Like, you know what I mean? Like when they have to cover up their tattoos with those Jeff Hardy... arm sleeves.
Plus, it looks
first off, Waffle House, why do you think that it's 2024? Why do you think we're going to walk in there and say, oh my God, they have tattoos in their arms?
Yeah.
Let's get an IHOP. Eating. Gross.
They're going to rub my food on their
look
ink.
At your patrons when they pay out, when they pay for their. We got them too. There are people.
Yeah.
I do feel cleaner when they don't have tattoos, though. No, I'm kidding. I don't. I don't bother me at all.
Do you feel like if you go black arm and you got that much black ink that, look, I know it only goes to what, second or third layer of skin, but it feels like it's going to go a lot more. Like you're going to absorb a lot of.
Like, do you wonder, like, you're going to turn gray as you age?
Or some kind of
like
toxin issue.
Skin. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's.
Does it go directly to the bloodstream? Is that what you're saying?
I'm thinking maybe.
It'll turn the color of your skin, your blood black. That'd be crazy.
Hope not. Well,
they got a Snapchat filter that makes you cry blood tears right now. If you want to go try that, it's probably too busy for you. You might not know how to work it.
I mean, I really would. I really would.
I know what you're talking about. This is a TikTok. I see the screenshots of them or whatever. The you know, it's too many things going off at once. I just need to be able to hit a heart thing and make it pop up. That's it.
I can't figure out how Snapchat made me into a cow that's running from people. Or a dance. I'm a cow on the disco dance floor.
See, they're screwing up by putting games on there now. And when I say screw it up, screwing me up.
Netflix is doing it too. Like, am I supposed to play it with my Flickr?
How?
They got a game section. You can play games. Yeah, it's this odd.
Damn.
That's where it's going to, man. I think
it's all
Amazon,
going to games.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a Rise Guys video game.
Do everything on your TV so you don't have to leave.
On your Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah, well, see, people got those too already. So they're like, you know what? You're already sitting here watching you Columbo reruns, repeats.
Can't find nothing to watch? Come throw this. There's this one that I played that you're literally throwing a softball and it hits these little X's, it makes it go bounce real higher and you keep going and you're like, oh God, this is impossible. And then you catch that one burst to win and you go like 1600 feet. It's pretty awesome.
Could you imagine Mary sitting there watching Monk and then she gets a notification, would you like to play Pong?
I don't want to play Bejeweled.
I don't want, I already beat Zuma. I don't play it.
Tetris is from Russia. I don't support it.
Look, we joke around a lot.
Get an American game like Monopoly.
Change. I ain't going down to O Avenue. You got to change that name. We like to joke on the FOF. This is somewhat of a serious call that probably needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That probably we won't get at till after Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay.
But you know, it's what a lot of people.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic with this or not.
No, a lot of people are talking about this. So.
Okay. 864-241-4318.
Hey, you know what I'm really pissed off about? I come to work every day. I listen to y'all. I try to listen every time I can because I love y'all. I think y'all are the greatest thing in the world. Keep us all happy. But this morning I come to work and 8 times I have to hear a political commercial. And no politics on the Rise Guys. Somebody up in administration there needs their f***ing balls cut off. Keep the Rise Guys the Rise Guys.
Lob them off.
Matt, man, you off the floor.
I want to lay on it right now. I don't agree with them. But here's the thing. This is what I told somebody yesterday. And I'm speaking just for myself. No one else, not the company, anything right there. Don doesn't have to spend the money right down here. Because he's doing good here.
Yes.
So the people that are spending the money are the ones that are not doing so good. And also there is a law that you have to, you cannot turn down ads. And the reason I know that law is because in year 5 of the show, when the mayoral race, whatever was going on, mm-hmm. We knew a listener that was running for mayor, so we invited him on. But then, whoa, wait a minute. This is the city manager, which I didn't realize was a real title. The city manager leaves a voicemail for our boss and says, well, you've got to have on the incumbent if you're going to have on him. And it's like,
that's true.
Okay. All right. Like, this guy's even got a chance in hell. We're just doing a bit with the listener. But, oh, he's got to have his floor, too. So it's a rule, and it's also like, you know, let's be honest here.
Equal time.
If you're voting, you know You don't, no one is going to change your mind probably from even 2 weeks ago or maybe the last month. Nothing, no new commercial is going to change your mind.
I don't think anybody gets swayed anymore this close to it.
No.
They like to tell you undecided, but are they really undecided?
Yep. So I'm with you there, but here's the thing we have to remember is that if it was the side that we liked, we'd be cheering it on. But the one thing about that we say about America is that we the grand plan is for everybody to have the freedom. And part of the freedom comes with allowing other people freedom. You know, so I'm just saying go vote. Go vote in person.
Plus, look at the money both of the campaigns have. I mean, would you really turn it down?
Mm-mm.
If you're a company?
No. And we don't pick that either, I will say on that. Like, that's where I will remind everyone
we have nothing,
are the Rise
zero
Guys.
To do with that.
We don't own the Rise Guys. Uh-oh. If that makes any sense at all.
And we don't have anything to do with the commercials that run here.
That's right.
Well,
I hate Rob Inario, but they make me do commercials for him. I hate
not
all
true.
Lawyers. No, I love Rob. He's fun.
He is.
Good person.
There's a as long as we're doling out the FUs. Here's one the guy has to a very huge wrestling
so
company.
So good.
This guy's talking about an issue everybody
faces.
A huge
faces. What?
A huge wrestling company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's only one. Let's see.
This guy's got an issue. Look, everybody's facing this issue. If you want to go to a show, a concert, sporting event, and in this case, WrestleMania.
Yeah, this is a big you to the WWE. I tried my hardest, the pre-sale, to get a WrestleMania ticket. Turns out Ticketmaster upped every price, turned $400 tickets into $2,000. So I said, you know what, let's wait for the main sale. You know, we won't get by the WWE. It can't happen. Guess what? They're f***ing everybody. Unless you're a billionaire, you're not going to WrestleMania. You know why? Because you're not rich. They don't care about you. WWE.
You mean like the World Series?
Yeah,
because
really.
The World Series tickets, I'm look, I don't know why I even say this. Nothing does surprise me anymore, but they were saying that there's a possibility of 7 World Series games, 1 Super Bowl, but if you take that and extract, it was costing 10 times as much to go to the World Series. Take that into consideration over 7 days. WWE's 2 days now, but the ticket prices, I saw lower bowl $14,000. I am maybe one of the biggest wrestling fans. I would not in a
that's
zillion
just too
years,
much money.
I wouldn't pay. What is my max? Probably like $500, and that, and I know I'm not even getting in the door. So that's why I don't go. I will never do that.
This has to be regulated at some point. Congress talks about it, but they really got to take some action.
Is it that entertaining to spend that much money?
Look how much money they made in Charlotte the other night. Let's see. You know. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see.
And Metallica,
I think they all should have been playing for free, but that's just me.
Metallica said it before. They're one of those bands that goes straight to the secondary market with their tickets.
And Ticketmaster's like, hey, look, the secondary market, we can't control that. But it's on your app.
Yeah.
You are controlling it.
Letting people sell it for whatever.
I hate agreeing with Pearl Jam.
Well, we're going to take a break. And we got a clip from last week. Remember the guy who... talking about bus drivers and school bus stops and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, we got a response to him.
Oh.
From a school bus driver.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. I love when the opposition is called out and they come to their own defense and then a conversation gets started, separated by each week. It's fun. All right. 864-241-4318. More of the FOF line next. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Seems like it's going to be a nice weekend, weather-wise.
So it's going to be warmer.
Yeah.
On the warmer side of things.
Yeah. And then,
which was last night too, for sure.
And then on Sunday,
oh, why'd you do that?
Fall back.
Set your clocks back.
That means we get to stay up later.
You get an hour of your life back.
Yeah, that's nice.
It still messes with people though, the daylight savings.
Well, I mean, like last night, it was, Yeah, I mean, you can tell us right there on it. Obviously, if you were out last night, you know, but like it got darker last night. It was very strange, actually. Like it was almost dark right at 7.
I was at the cattle call and I'm like, it might go dark on us.
Oh, the cattle call. The strip club in Columbia?
No, I don't want to say where I was, but I feel like it could be handled a lot better. But the thought that counts, you know.
Was it a trunker?
Kind of, but it was in a town.
Mm.
And the whole, I mean, there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all finna run out of candy.
Yeah.
You really are.
That's when, like, last night was, I've lived here, this area my whole life, but last night was eye-opening to how many people live here now.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Very eye-opening.
Just watching people.
Like, you don't see everybody at once normally, but when you do, it's like, wow. Like, people do love living here, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the cost of living? Good Lord. That's why I like it. That's why I've been here.
Plus, I got a live FOF. If you were on the backside of Whispering Pines last night in Easley, get your ass in the truck and get out of the way. It's 8:30.
Do that all morning long.
It's 8:30, and you should be wrapping it up by then. And I'm trying to cut the back way.
Right.
I'm like, I'll go back this way. And you know where you are. I'm talking about the backside of Rotterdam.
Uh-huh.
Get your ass out of the way.
Mm. They're probably doing some night fishing.
And if you got a truck that says Bigfoot, hurry up and go.
Yeah. Should say Leadfoot. Go a little faster.
Get your ass down Smith Grove Road, Bigfoot.
Get you.
I'm trying to go to Hardee's.
Oh, he's going to treat his family.
He's hunkies.
You know how I was going to treat him? They get to watch me eat.
What's new, Dad?
This is the guy calling a guy out at work for, well, sexual harassment, which is not a funny issue.
Not a laughing matter.
But it is a little when this guy's obviously simping for his coworker.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
I got something that I'm very, very pissed about, and it's the fact that one of my coworkers was sexually harassing a female on the work site. Like, brother, I get if you find a woman attractive and stuff like that, but don't openly flirt with her over the comms and say weird shit like she has a nice rack or if she's going to be a good such-and-such name or a bad such-and-such name for Halloween. It's just weird and creepy. It's already bad enough you're on the f***ing registry for being a pedophile. Don't f***ing make yourself even more of a target and even more of a creep than you already are. It's not a good look, and it's not cute, and it's not funny. And okay. If you want to flirt and shit like that, go to the bar like the rest of us. Don't bring that shit into the work site, and don't make people uncomfortable, because I hate being the ass that has to make the calls and tell you to go home. Work is work, motherfucker.
That's what I took away from.
He said it. Work is work.
That's actually painted on the walls here at Odyssey. Inner Odyssey is what it says at the front door. It says, work is work, MF-er.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're right. It is.
Then right after that, it says, yesterday's home runs don't win today's games.
That's right. And that was Ralph Waldo Emerson that said that.
Or yesterday's spilled milk is today's yogurt, whatever the hell it is.
That was Henry David Thoreau that said that.
Then a picture of Mark Hendricks pops up and goes, yeah.
Yeah.
You think I said you could leave?
Then a pair of scissors show up and say, cut it out. So, I think, Fat Boy, you'll know what I'm relating to, but we've been in situations where that's been before, and it is very, even if you don't know the person, almost feel like you gotta say something. But if it's at work, saying something, not that we've seen that at work, just, you know, usually boys' nights kind of things.
If you legit see harassment like happening to a female in front of you, it's awkward. You feel bad for the, you know, woman in hand because the comments really are.
But also, if you step in and say, hey, dude, she doesn't want to be talked to like that way. And what if she's like, yes, I do. What are you doing?
I see that. Look,
I know.
That's how you got your eyebrow ring ripped out.
Exactly what I was thinking of in Charleston. A woman was getting a crap beat out of her by her boyfriend or whatever. And I jumped up and
this would be my luck too.
Pushed him off of her, and then she jumps on my back, thinking I'm trying to beat up her boyfriend, and rips my eyebrow ring out. Again, did me a favor at the time, but still,
she did.
And I was squirting blood everywhere. Don't you edit that later, make it sound gross. But it was. But I still would. I would do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I don't know, Paige. I mean, what? Do you look at the guy and like, Actually, I think women now are doing a real good job at saying, dude, you're being a creep right now. Like, stop. You're being sus.
Well, they're saying it too much. But yeah, I know what you mean.
In the situations that I work at other places besides...
Street corners. Well, in movies.
In movies.
I was a hooker.
You're a movie whore in movies.
But I was an actor. That was my title. I was playing a hooker.
Right.
Trixie the
Not
hooker.
That you are one in real life.
There was no sexual intercourse in those scenes. I died.
It's free on Tubi. He drives at night.
Stop.
You gotta watch it.
No.
Put it on your horror
stop
list for the weekend.
So as far as working with people in situations where uncomfortable things have been said about people, I've noticed that. And I said, well, generally they're seeing someone, so it's not appropriate to say something even if you can't control yourself.
But at the same time, we need women to step it up, though. And if you're interested in the dude, you can be the provocateur. It's totally fine.
I think it goes both ways. It can
you
cause
do
problems.
When you hear the comments and you see them, it's not always the positive ones, too, that you're being, you know, subjected to. It's just the real crass stuff, too.
Well, women aggressors, I always think of Angry Boss.
You think of what?
What is that movie, Angry Bosses?
Remember Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Horrible Bosses.
Oh,
Horrible
Bosses. Okay.
Where he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. She said, I'm thirsty.
Right. I remember that.
That's how that comes off.
Well, yeah. It's weird.
Well, look, usually I like to play.
Let's just go back to the check yes or no thing like George Strait did. It'd be easier. Do you want to do me? Check yes or no.
But then you get no respect from the woman. They're like, he's not even trying. No. Like, I can't try. Me too ruined it. Hello.
I mean, like, here's the thing. I want to say this from the heart. Like, it kind of really screwed up some stuff. It helped out so much, but at the same time, it really subdued a lot of guys because they're like, God, I don't want it to be taken the wrong way. It's like our communications now as a country, even. We don't say things because we want our point to get across, but we don't want to hurt someone. And there's this shadow of the possibly... It's like a shadow around us of there's this possible defamation or possible kind of, you know, you're going to hurt someone's feelings when you say that. And it's like, that could happen, but that could also happen with your family and your friends. Like, that's when you say, hey, you don't say that if you want to still hang around me. And then it flows from there. But,
people are just way out there.
Like, you'll get the pictures, but you get texts, too, like her.
I get everything. It's weird.
Like, but you, stuff they want to do to you?
Let's say for... Has a woman ever received a picture of a guy's genitals and said, yes, bring it on over right now?
Never.
A man ever screamed at you on the street and whistled, and you're like, wow, he is hot. Let me trot on over here and throw my skirt up on him.
Never.
No. Like, there's ways to do it.
I mean, if you actually turned around and acknowledge that, I think he's probably a coward. If you just
bring all your friends over, come on.
He totally would probably run away. Like,
If a woman's driving by and whistling, like, woo, whip it out, you know, everybody's going to be like,
yeah. every guy there.
But at the same time, I don't think men expect you to jump on it. Because I don't think, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe
the world is sick, because I'm thinking, you don't know these people, so you're just going to send out your body parts, and then you're going to end up in the middle of the night with a stranger. No wonder why there are serial killers out there.
If you got a guy like, yeah, go ahead, jump on it, let's get it going, or you could have like a simp, like, oh, I love you, let's hang out. And
there's no love anywhere. That's the problem.
Well, simping ain't easy. I've seen the shirt.
Where is the love?
Do you ever go online? I'm really looking for someone to love me right now.
I'm gonna play this last one for you because I see the voicemail is already ringing.
At page 923, if you want to love her right now, she says.
This is the lady you heard in the tease. She's got a message for the parents of a few of the girls that go to school with her girl. She's setting them straight.
Meaning her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Good morning. You know, I just want to thank all these wonderful parents who are raising these wonderful, upstanding little bitches.
Ooh.
You know, they are so good at coming to school and telling everyone that my daughter is a slut when all it is she's dating the boy that you can't have. They are 14 years old, guys. Teach them not to go spreading rumors just because of a little bit of jealousy. Your daughters might be the whores, but mine is not. Stop this and learn to raise good people. It's not that hard. You're nice. People will be nice back to you. You're a bitch. You're going to get taken down a notch.
She reminds me of growing up, because how many moms, those redneck moms that had the daughters, like, I go up to the school and beat her ass myself.
Oh, yeah.
Man, women are mean. They are terrible.
God, keep that sound drop forever.
Because of what happened to me. You know, I got beat up and I had nothing to do with
Sue Butcher.
Sue did it.
That's who got her.
Just because really somebody assumed that I was hot for their boy.
Drinkwater had a girlfriend, I bet. And then she came
he
up
did.
To you.
He did have a girlfriend.
And he's like, the whole time he was like, oh, I got two girls fighting over me, mate.
I didn't fight over him. I lived next door to him. He approached me.
It's like, oh, you want to hang out and have
but
a good
he
time?
Ended up deciding to go for her because she was a great soccer player.
Was her name Alice Springs?
I don't even remember.
You get
what,
that?
What if she had bigger boobs?
Oh, wow.
I don't think
chicken
she did.
I get it out back. I don't think that's possible either.
Not that there was any contest, but I even tried.
I was going to say, would you enter a contest if they did offer such?
No.
I think you'd be a top contender.
We had it here. A bottom.
I've never done a
bottom contender.
What t-shirt contest in my life?
Oh,
really?
Have you?
I mean, not on purpose.
No, it's like sweat a lot one day.
Sweat t-shirt contest.
I am the guy who wears the shirt to the pool. Does that count?
No.
That's just dumb. Like you're like waterboarding your chest. It's the silliest thing ever.
Look, legit, I'm not making a joke. I got a buddy. He's a black dude, and he goes to the beach, and he covers himself up because he says he does tan. Like, he gets dark.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was the thing with...
What, any talk?
Like, I thought he was joking. I was like, really? He's like,
Yeah.
It's like he gets burned and dark, and he'd rather not deal with it.
Yeah. How do you know this guy?
We went to high school together.
Is it Rico?
No, it's not Rico.
Okay. I like Rico.
Rico's my boy. He's cool.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
But, there were more than two of us in that high school.
No. Listen.
That's the only two.
When you get mad, when you get upset.
Angry?
When your coworker gets mad that you misremember their black friend's name. When you get mad about guys sending you pictures of their ding-a-lings, like Paige's.
I'm so mad.
Tired of this. I thought it's fan mail. Is this another Wang?
I love how she'll make fun of them, and then they're like, obviously, like baby arms.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's got a stud missile.
One guy looked like he was arm wrestling himself.
You were telling me, Fat Boy, that you thought that was fake.
Well, yeah, there's a couple that, like, I don't know.
That's not his real.
How she's not picking up on, like, come on, this ain't real.
I don't know.
Just Google them and search them and see if they show up on somebody else's. Like, that one was definitely dog fart. When you get mad, when you get upset, 864-241-4-3.
Shout out.
243, shoot. 241. Almost cussed. 241-4-3-1-8. Paige, what is going on in the play?
Well, we're going to find out who is the richest dead celebrity.
Who's the richest dead celebrity? It's got to be probably Rockefeller.
I don't know if people really know the lineage of the whole
world. Well, that's true. Like, you never know the real richest people of the world.
No.
So it's probably like a DuPont or somebody like that. One of those.
What, the Rammstein song?
The DuPonts. No, that's DuHaas. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.